large galvanized containers used for refuse.
Milk cans?
For
garbage cans?
You remember in Chicago in the alley they had these permanent concrete constructions? You remember what they called those?
Garbage or something. Roy had them in his home in Chicago. No, I don't remember.
Well, did you call them garbage cans or garbage boxes or garbage bins or anything?
Garbage
like?
Boxes. Square.
This is used for frying eggs, eh?
Skillet.
And an electric one you'd call?
Electric frying pan.
And a large heavy iron vessel for boiling potatoes or cabbage.
Kettle.
And a container, a thing used for boiling water for tea, for instance.
Tea kettle.
And you have at the table, you have a knife, fork, and
spoon.
And the something, a container for putting cut flowers in. Call that a
vase.
After a meal, you say, "Well, now I must
wash the dishes."
And you wash them, and then you hold them under water. You
rinse them.
She what the dishes? She
washes the dishes,
and then she
rinses the dishes.
Thing you might use in your hand to remove the piece of cloth that you might use in your hand to remove the
dish rag.
And for drying the dishes, the
dish towel.
And in the bathroom, you have a larger one, you have a
bath towel.
And the smaller one in the bathroom,
wash rag, a washcloth. Now there, we've changed it. When I was a girl, you called it a wash rag. Now you call it a washcloth. Isn't that funny?
And how about in the bathroom, a smaller towel?
No. Hand towel.
And at the sink, the place where the water comes out, the
faucet.
And on a barrel, a similar thing.
On a barrel?
Yeah.
The stave?
On the barrel, where you if you know that if a barrel had a
spigot.
And on the side of a house where you
yes, hose cock.
And if you had some sugar in a large container, you want to put it in a smaller container, you might pour it through a
funnel.
And a thing for driving horses, a
whip.